Diversify your university involvement and experience a new culture today.
Isaac UBC is the world's largest student-run organization that specializes in helping you get an internship or volunteering opportunity abroad.
With thousands of opportunities in over 127 countries and territories, this is truly an international experience.
Apply today at isaac.ca. That's AIESEC.ca.
And you. were lovers. That is that. Just for one day, we can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? And swing. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And happy 2016. This is our first show of the year and I've already stuffed it up. So you got the blessing of half a David Bowie song, and then it went back to the beginning, and you heard the whole song again. So lucky you, you heard Heroes nearly twice. That's the joy of listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We are perfectly unpolished. Usually you would hear my wonderful and charismatic co-host speaking right now, Christian Ratcliffe. I'm Fleur Cooper. He's away today, so you have me for a whole hour and a half, and we are going to be playing some great, the Royal We, are going to be playing some great tracks. And I thought, seeing as we lost a hero in his own right, David Bowie, this week, I thought I'd start the show off with one of his best songs. Heroes, well, in my opinion, one of his best songs. And we're going to close the show out with one of his new songs from his album that was just released a couple of days ago. So he's obviously a world figure in music and has been around for played music for over four decades. Heroes was actually written in 1977 with another famous British musician called Brian Eno. If you look at his stats, I was researching over the last couple of days, in the poll of 100 greatest Britons, he was at number 29 on BBC's 2002 poll. So when you think of that as greatest Britons, you've got some pretty substantial people in there. Henry VIII, lots of royalty. And so he was 29th on the 100 greatest Britons. So that's a pretty big deal. In UK, he has been awarded 9 platinum album certifications, 11 gold, 8 silver, and 5 platinum and 7 gold in the US. He sold 140 million albums since 1967 and released 111 singles. So that's more than 2 a year, which is crazy amount of music and creativity coming out there. And he did 51 music videos along with a number of roles. And my favorite role of his was obviously the Goblin King in Labyrinth. So unfortunately, on the 10th of January, 2 days before his 69th birthday and the release of the album, which Black Star, which is his 25th and final studio album, unfortunately, he died of liver cancer in New York. And he actually knew about that 18 months earlier, but kept it pretty quiet. So it was a big shock, and over social media, everyone's been tweeting and giving their condolences. And he's always been a supporter of non-profit organizations and charities, and that's what we try and profile here at Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We always profile musicians and artists that take the route of positive action over apathy, and David Bowie is definitely one of those artists. He supported numerous causes. He played at the Live Aid benefit concerts in the 80s that was organized by Bob Geldof. He was involved in Amnesty International and was involved in a Red Cross campaign following the Japanese tsunami. So we're going to shift gears now from a goodie and one that was that left us too soon to a new band called Always from Toronto, Ontario. They formed in 2011, and their debut album, which is what we're going to hear, was actually released in 2014. And it was actually the same self-titled album. And these guys are getting a lot of traction. They actually recorded with Chad Van Galen, who were playing later on, which is pretty cool. And the album was completed around March 2013 and then released a bit later on. And the group made cassettes for festival bookers and fans at concerts to pass around. So I thought that was a pretty ingenious way of getting their word out. They're going to be playing at the Commodore on Tuesday, April 18th. And the song we are going to hear is a great little pop tune called Archie, Marry Me. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as future faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
Swamp rock outfit Wooden Horsemen released their EP Sentient at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, January 14th at 8. Joining them are Afrobeat heavyweights Camaro 67 and Marimba legends Kudapura. Bring your dancing shoes to this jam-packed night of local talent. For more information, go to woodenhorseman.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm one half of the Are You Aware collective. You're with Fleur Cooper until 7:30, so one more hour to go. Now, if you've never listened to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say before and you're trying to work out the method to our musical madness, we profile any kind of music, but we try and profile music or musicians that, like I said, take the route of positive action over apathy. So either the song has a really great positive social justice message, or we just really like the song, and then we find out what philanthropic work the artist has been up to and tell you about it. And that's all in an effort to inspire you, the listeners, to get out and involved any way you can, whether that's locally with a nonprofit or charitable organization, nationally or globally. Volunteering is such a great way to start the new year as a New Year's resolution, or donating. A lot of our charities out there need funds to do the important work that you do. So maybe you'll get excited by one of the musicians that you hear on the radio show and find out about their charity and then get involved with them. Or it might be just something that you, a charity that you've been thinking about being involved with for a long time, and the music inspires you to get off your couch and go and do something. So we are, like I said, we profile all different types of musicians, as you just heard. In the middle there, we had the Black Keys with their song Too Afraid to Love You from their album from a couple of years ago called Brothers. And they formed in 2001 and have just been gaining momentum and wonderfulness in leaps and bounds. 2010 was when Brothers was released, and it was their sixth studio album, and it debuted on the Billboard 200 at number 3, which is pretty crazy. It actually won 3 Grammy Awards, including Best Alternative Music Artist as well. Their most recent release was in 2014 with True Blue. So hopefully we'll see something maybe at the end of this year or next year from the Black Keys. And they've been involved with some pretty amazing organizations. In the past, they've lent their vocal talents to the Red Hot organization, and they actually worked with a New York nonprofit organization in conjunction with their release of the Brothers album from a few years ago. They launched an exclusive pop-up store at New York City's Housing Works Bookstore Cafe, and that's one of downtown New York's most vital community institutions. And the pop-up store was open for 10 days, which highlighted on the second to last night an intimate performance by the Black Keys, and 100% of those tickets proceeds went directly to Housing Works, which provides housing, healthcare, job training, and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV/AIDS. And like I said, the Black Keys have been involved with a lot of HIV/AIDS nonprofit organizations over the years, and I can only assume that that is something that they're really passionate about. Now, you just heard a Canadian icon. I would definitely call the Deers a Canadian icon. They've been around for quite some time, around about 10 years, and they are fronted by husband and wife duo Murray Lightburn and Natalia Yanchak. And a couple of years ago, I had the wonderful pleasure of interviewing Murray Lightburn on this show via the telephone from his hometown in Montreal, and it was an absolute treat. You can find that on our podcasts. We had a great time. I just wish we were in a bar together having a beer, because it was a really fun interview and he had some really great stuff to talk about. So they have their new album out, which is called Times Infinity Volume 1, and the song that you heard was Here's to the Death of Romance. Different organizations and different media have actually likened their sound to being the sonic equivalent of seeing the face of God. And you can't And this album, every album that you hear from them, they really do have that epic, anthemic feel to it. And I love it because I've never seen them live. Would love to see them one day. Hopefully they'll be coming to Vancouver sometime soon. They've been involved with the Yellowbird Project, which is an organization out of Montreal. And they have a really unique idea. They get musicians to design their own t-shirts. They can create whatever design they prefer on their t-shirt, and then Yellowbird Project sells those t-shirts, and the musicians get to choose the charity that the proceeds from their designed t-shirt will go to, which is pretty cool. So the Deers are involved with that. They have a t-shirt online that you can buy, and the design was drawn especially by Murray and Natalia's three-year-old daughter, Neptune. And the profits actually for the sale of that shirt went to the Pavlov Foundation, which is a charity dedicated to fighting childhood cancer. So we had a few anthemic songs, a little bit of pop. We started with David Bowie. Now we're going to move into some Dutch-Belgian jazz. That's the thing about listening to Are You Aware music that has something to say. You'll never know what's going to come up next. We have a pretty eclectic music sensibility between Christian and myself. So this is one of my songs. It's an older song, but I love it, and I thought it was just a lovely song to include on our first show of this year. So the Dutch-Belgian jazz band Gare du Nord originally consisted of Doc and Inca, and Doc played guitar and Inca played saxophone, and while they both performed vocal duties. Unfortunately, the pair split in 2013, and the band continues with Inca and a different lineup, which is pretty cool. And they released In Search of Exa Lounge, which is what we're going to hear the song Pablo's Blues from, in 2001. And their first new album in 4 years was Stronger, and it was released in October 2015. So I suggest, if you like Pablo's Blues, to check out their new album. It's pretty solid. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
A woman I know took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. He better come home in my kitchen. It's fun to be running out of a woman I know took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. Better come on in my kitchen. It's fun to be running out of a woman I know took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. He better come on in my kitchen. It's fun to be joker got lucky, stole her back again.
over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Got it!
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Jenny Ritter with her song A History of Happiness from her album Raised by Wolves. She's an indie folk artist originally from Vancouver Island, so just over the bay. She plays banjo and guitar, and you can see those really coming out in that song. What a wonderful song. Band members include musicians from Fish and Bird, The Deep Dark Woods, and The Bills. In 2015, she released her newest album called Raised by Wolves. I told you about that. And went not touring. She single-handedly runs two rock choirs in East Vancouver. So she's a busy lady. They're called the Kingsgate Chorus and the Mount Pleasant Regional Institute of Sound. I've never heard a rock choir. I'll have to take a look out and go and see it, because that would be pretty unbelievable. Last year, she supported Music Heals through an interesting event called the Acoustic Guitar Project. So Music Heals is a charitable foundation, and it was formed to help raise awareness of the healing powers of music and to help fundraise for music therapy and related services across Canada. So for this acoustic guitar project, 30 cities partook. Each city received one guitar and then chose 10 artists that would each have 1 week to write a new song with the guitar. The project culminated in a concert being held to showcase the new songs, and all the proceeds went to Music Heals, which is such a great idea. I love the creativity of that fundraising initiative. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to www.theacousticguitarproject.com to find out which artists were involved. In the middle there, we had Chad Van Galen with his song called Hangman's Son from his album Shrink Dust. And he's a Canadian musician from Calgary. Shrink Dust was his fifth studio album, released in 2004. Also, he's an illustrator and animator and made his own album artwork and animated music videos to accompany several of his songs. So he's kind of like a triple threat. He's an animator, illustrator, and a musician. He pretty much is his own record company. He won the Prism Prize in 2015 for Best Canadian Video and for the animated video for Timbra Timbra's Beat the Drum Slowly. He was also nominated for the video of his own single, Monster. And in 2011, he actually packaged a bunch of his outtakes from the Diaper Island album into an EP for charity, and 100% proceeds went to the Red Cross in support of relief efforts after the tsunami in Japan. Now, I actually wasn't here for that earthquake that happened over the Christmas holidays. I was safe and sound in Ontario. But it's funny coming home and chatting to everybody that were here. And if Christian was here, he actually slept through it, which I thought was pretty funny, because I had some friends telling me that it was a bit of a jolt. And it's funny because, you know, everybody talks about earthquake awareness and tsunami awareness, especially where we're situated in Vancouver, and particularly on Vancouver Island. And it's funny, people get so complacent until you get a bit of a shudder. But it really does, you know, remind you that you have to be careful out there. And I actually went online and checked out. There's some pretty amazing resources. If you go to the BC government, there's some great resources around what kind of emergency pack you should have ready. There's signs that you can put in your window that says help on one side and okay on the other. They recommend that you have enough water for 3 days, which is about 4 liters of water a day, which is a lot. And I know people are thinking, well, what if I buy canned food that goes stale and all that good things? Well, you know what? Quite frankly, I would rather eat old canned food if the earthquake hit and Vancouver was pretty destroyed, than not having anything at all. And I think it was a good wake-up reminder to make sure yourselves are prepared. And you don't really need to spend a lot of money to have an earthquake preparation kit ready. So that's my public service announcement. Go online, check it out, grab a list of things. And when you're, you know, at the supermarket for the next couple of weeks, just grab a couple of things that you need on that emergency list. list, and then you have your preparedness net ready to go, and make sure that you talk to your neighbors so everybody knows each other so you can help out, because that's when we, in the city, we tend to sort of ignore people we don't know. But at a time of strife, that's when we need our neighbors close by. But I will stop my PSA and I will continue the good tunes. We've actually got a new song from one of the more famous Scientologists out there. Don't know if he promotes it that much, but there's a new song coming out, or there's a new song that's just released from Beck. Love Beck. Loved him since his Loser hit in 1994. He's a four-time platinum artist, and you know, I love his songs because not only are they catchy, but a lot of the time there's some social justice, social criticism. You know, a lot of some of the songs don't make you think, but a lot of them do. And he's been an amazing musician and done so many different things over the years that, you know what, whatever his religious affiliations is, he's still a talented human being. Obviously, Loser was his major hit in 1994, and both Odelay and Sea Change, two of his albums, appeared on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest albums of all time. The song Dreams was released last year in 2015 in the summer, and it is a great summer track, and it's the lead single from the not yet announced upcoming album, which I assume is coming out this year sometime, so keep your lookout for that. But in 2012, Beck actually released an album called Song Reader, and it's album in inverted commas because he included no recordings, only sheet music for 20 songs, which allowed people to sort of play their version of the sheet music and the songs that he had created, which I thought was a really ingenious way of getting people engaged. 2 years later, he brought the album to life for charity, celebrity artists including Jack Black and others joined Beck in recording the songs of the album, and the album was released in July of 2014, and all proceeds went to the 826 National Nonprofit, which is an organization that teaches students creative and expository writing. So it makes sense that they this list of sheet music actually turned into songs to support creative writing among children. So you're on CITR 101.9 listening to Are You Aware for the next 35 minutes, and here is Beck with his fun song Dreams.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Magazine in a suitcase. They stole your clothes. I took you up. I could look you in the eye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and that was Tribes with their song We Were Children from their album Baby. They're a four-piece indie rock band based in Camden, London, that formed in 2010. And they signed to Island Records in 2011 and shortly after released their first EP. The band's released their debut album, Baby, in 2012 and followed that up with a second album, Wish to Scream, in 2013. And then they announced that they're going to split in November 2013. So that's a massive trajectory right there. 3 years, two albums and a band split. So they've pretty much got everything down pat within 3 years. That's a pretty interesting little group there. They took part in a charity festival in 2012 called Chaz Stock, the concert which was set up after one of the band's close friends committed suicide and raised funds and awareness for the cause. They are joined by The Vaccines, The Horrors, and many other. In the middle was Young Rival with the song Interior Light and the song and album of the same name. They're a Canadian indie rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. And in the early 2000s, the group was called The Ride Theory and released two full-length albums under that name. They changed both the band's name and the musical style in 2007. And 2015's Interior Light is their third studio album. So only got 20 minutes left and four songs to get through, so I'm going to just keep on going. Now we're going to change gears a little bit. I heard this song for the very first time, the original I heard years ago, but I hadn't heard this version before and I quite like it. I'm talking about Snoop Dogg. And it's titled Snoop Dogg featuring The Doors. This is his cover of Riders on the Storm, and which is the classic Doors song. He's from Long Beach, California. Obviously, he's been around for numerous years, and he began his music career thanks to Dr. Dre in 1992. He was discovered then, and he's since sold over 21 million albums in the United States and 35 million albums worldwide. He's debuted his album Doggy Style was released in 1993 and debuted at number one on both the Billboard and the hip hop album charts, and selling almost a million copies in the first week. It's been certified four times platinum in 1994. His 13th solo studio album was released last year called Bush, and that was produced by Pharrell. And he covered the song for the song we're going to hear from their 2004 for the 2004 game Need for Speed Underground 2. It's remix version produced by Fred Wreck. Now, most of you know Snoop Dogg as a guy that likes to talk out, does a few different things, a little bit egotistical, I think, in the long run. But, you know, he's a huge advocate of marijuana and legalizing marijuana, but he has actually been involved in some other charitable organizations and speaking out about other causes other than just than his love for the weed. An hour with Snoop in a recording studio was auctioned off to raise funds for Habitat for Humanity's Operation Home Delivery Fund a few years. He also held a charity basketball game at his former school, which benefited his Save a Life Foundation and the high school. His Save a Life Foundation is working with Inner City Youth and Children's Hospital, and he coaches his own youth football league. So for someone that's can be kind of goofy, he's pretty conscientious when it comes to doing charitable work. And if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, and if you're a fan of Seth Rogen, there's he does a lot of different video blogs out there, but there's one of him and Seth Rogen talking about one of the episodes of Game of Thrones, and it's quite hilarious. But without further ado, here's Snoop Dogg's stamp on a classic by The Doors, Riders on the Storm. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hey, yo, yeah, man, why don't you kick some of that, you know? You know how you do it, man. It's a trip, people don't even believe we're together right now. But tell your story, you know the one I like. Right. Say it for me.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
stars were born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man.
King bumping in the back, how about that? Drifting, lifting, swifting, coasting, testing, roasting. But the wheels won't stop. 200 on the highway, fresh up off the block. He's a rider, nah, he's a killer. Dressed in all black, but his hat says Stella. Pedal to the metal. I gotta go hard, drive by and say hello. Hey, Fred Wreck, you my mellow. Now let me hear what I sound like a cappella. Roll, ride, dip, sweat. Now bring it back, just like this. Like a dog, without his bone. I like a G, without his chrome. It's hard to imagine. The homie dog in the jag, and he checking for the checkered flag. Coming in first, never in last. Cause my car too fast. I never ever run out of gas. Cause I'm just too clean, I do it upper class. So fast in your seatbelts. It's so hot, it'll even make heat melt. So get aboard and roll and ride, slip through the
like storm. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. You give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah.
Open in India.
Need for speed, I'm trying to take the lead. Hold on, little homie, for you run into them trees. I see things that I never would have saw before. Hey, yo, Jim, let him in, let him in. Open up, my back tire smoking up the whole street. And now the police want to flash their lights and chase the dog all night. But I won't pull over, nor give up, because I just don't give up. Yeah, I'm from the side, boy, where we was born and raised. Straight up to ride, boy, continuously. We get to it expeditiously. We keep the light on, east side on. Snoop Dogg in the doors, and yeah, we about to ride.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
Riders on the storm. A man of average height got out of a black sedan holding a baseball bat. He approached a dark-haired woman, hit her in the head, then hit her again as she fell to the ground. He continued to beat her ribs, chest, legs, and face until she lost consciousness. He then hit her again, got into his car, and drove away. This is a scene from a video game played by millions. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a game? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Lovers, me and you, a deal of matchless value. I was always quick to admit defeat, empty statements of poems, and my heart shook with fear. So
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we only have 4 minutes left and I want to play David Bowie's Lazarus. So I'll do a quick recap of what you just heard. That was Tanya Tagak with her song Rabbit from her album Animism. And before that, you heard Kishibashi with I Am the Anarchist to You from his album 151. I hope you enjoyed the first show of 2016. Christian and I will be back in not next Thursday, the Thursday after, where all every alternate Thursday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And I hope you enjoyed the show and we look forward to providing you some listening pleasure in 2 weeks. Right now, we're going to close out the show with David Bowie's last album, Black Star, and this is his song, Lazarus. Be good to one another.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. Just like me.